Good morning, 8:37 here on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout a Thursday edition of the program. And it is time for our update from Denise York with Coffeeville's Reawakening. Good morning, Denise. Welcome back. Good to have you here on the program.
Morning, James. Glad to be back.
Yeah. So we're having some summer-like weather here, so we're it's great weather for all the activities that we have.
It is, but I like the fall weather, you know, where it's just a little bit cooler in the afternoons where you can walk around, and but we've got a lot of stuff going on and coming up. So
absolutely. So you want to start off here with some Midland updates?
Yeah, we'll go with the Midland. Construction's ongoing. We're getting to the end to have that front of house finished, I think, here within the next couple weeks. I wanted people to notice the movie poster display boards that are out front. They've been redone. We had Jim Criswell, Annette Harbaugh, and Daryl Harbaugh have been working on it, painting them. Looks great. Hope to have some posters in it soon for the outdoor movie and everything. Had a little glass problem, so we had to reorder some glass for that. I don't think it's supposed to be in for a couple weeks. I didn't ask what happened, but sooner or later it'll all get done. But it's looking nice, the front of it, you know, adding to it. So, and we did reschedule the National Treasure movie for November the 4th, starting at dusk. The Chamber ambassadors will be there doing their scavenger hunt, so mark that down. That's one that we don't have listed. But before that, October 21st, we have Harry Potter. And I think we're going to have a few activities on that one, too. We'll let you know further on in the month. So, also, the Midland, we're hosting the Kansas State Historical Theater Association on October the 25th. So just to let everybody know, there's going to be a lot of people in town here this month, you know, with just a lot of visitors, reunions coming up. So, you know, we want to kind of dress up the town and welcome these people in. That being said, the city of Coffeeville is going to have their cleanup Coffeeville the week of October the 16th through the 22nd. A great time to get rid of that stuff at home, the big bulky stuff. So there'll be more coming on that here in the next couple weeks. Or I think you can go to the city website and find out what you can take and what you can't.
Don't, yeah, and we've got a story up on about it, too.
Okay.
So Matt did a story on
great.
It.
Great. Yeah, I mean, it's you need to utilize that when you can get rid of the stuff and do your cleanup.
Oh, so. Yeah.
And then we've got Dalton Days coming up. Along with that, we have reunions in town that week for the class of 68, 73, 78, and the class of 2013. So four classes coming to town on that weekend. And then the following weekend for Brewfest, we've got the class of 83 and 03. So, you know, just reunion season is what I call it. So, this Saturday on the 4th, we have the annual Native American Unity Gathering down at South Coffeeville. And if you haven't been to that, I mean, it's worth, you know, you need to go down there and watch it. They've got dancers, there's games, there's just a lot of, you know, fellowship for the Native American Indians. And that's from 10 to 3 at the Naffy Center, 215 Oklahoma Street in South Coffeeville. I'm going to try to make it down there. They've got celebration food and fellowship. Bring your own lawn chairs if, you know.
Yeah, that's going to be great. We're going to be broadcasting live right here from 10 until noon.
Yeah. And then Saturday, also, Holy Name has their Harvest Moon Gala at 6 p.m. Next week, I mean, just a list of things. You know, Dalton Defenders Day, movie night. We've got the Dalton Defenders Pancake Feed. That'll be that Dalton week, so we're going to talk more about that maybe next week with Chuck McFate here. The Dalton Defender Marching Band Competition is also coming up. It's something you don't want to miss. Donnie, you went to the last one, didn't you? Yeah, we were there, so, I mean, it's
fun.
Just fun and interesting to watch the band directors and how they, you know,
it's from several different schools.
Yes, and these directors go out there and they show them how to do things just a little bit better after they perform. So it's very interesting to sit there and watch. So if you haven't been to one, you know, take the day and go. Last year it was really a great day to go. October 19th, we've got Spooktacular going on downtown. And then weekend of the 20th starts the Night of Fright at Cedar Bluff, their stuff. So just, and there's a lot more. I didn't hit on everything.
This is a real busy time.
And then I wanted to mention the Downtown Columns. They will be coming down in November. They're kind of holding off on that until after the Dalton Days and everything. But due to some safety issues that we have down there, the front door access on Knight Street to Gigi's and Coffeeville Reawakening are going to be cordoned off. We've got some structural work that needs to be done. So back door entrances are open. You can park in that parking lot behind 9th Street. So it's business as usual, but you're going to see that blocked off for probably a couple months maybe. Ooh. So,
okay.
Yeah, we're going to try to get the columns down, all the rest down, and maybe leave a few in front of those two businesses until we get everything else straightened out.
So, gotcha.
Other than that, I mean, we've got Donna here to talk about things that she's got going on.
Yeah, big event coming up here.
Okay. Well, I'm Donna Chambers, and I'm a member of St. Paul's Lutheran Church, and I'm here today to talk about Oktoberfest, which will be not this Sunday, but the next Sunday. So Sunday, October 8th, 11:45 to 1:30. So what is Oktoberfest, and why does St. Paul do this? Oktoberfest is a meal of traditional German food, and it's made and served by members of St. Paul's as a fundraiser. The money raised enables us to support the Genesis Food Bank and other needs that come up in our community. For example, like this past summer, one of our members knew of somebody whose house had burned, so we had some money, and so we were able to help that family. St. Paul's has been doing this meal since 1982. We didn't have it in 2020 due to COVID, so it's now been going on over 40 years. The preparation of this meal is a group effort by the congregation, and most everything is made completely from scratch. So just give me a little rundown here of what the menu is. The Beer Ox, which is real popular, that takes 2 days to make. That recipe includes sausage, cabbage, onion, spices, and it's all then put in a bread roll, and then it's baked. So it's a type of meat pie. And bratwurst, that's sausage, and it's marinated in beer overnight. And then the men grill it outside on Saturday, and they're usually listening to a football game when they're grilling the bratwurst. It's kind of an important thing for them to do. And then it's reheated on Sunday morning, and that's served with sauerkraut, which has spices and brown sugar and caraway seeds. Chicken and noodles. The noodles are made from scratch. I can attest to that because I spent 4 hours making noodles this year.
You guys were down in the basement working on those pretty much all day, I think.
James, do you help out with that?
Well, yeah, we were practicing upstairs, and I heard you guys down there.
And the green beans, and those are marinated with onions and real bacon, not like the bacon bits. Then we'll also have mashed potatoes and coleslaw and yeast bread. So it's not like a loaf of bread that's, from the grocery store. It's yeast bread that's raised. And then homemade pies and cakes, coffee, tea, and water. Now, we've had to raise the price this year because everybody knows everything is going up. So adults are now going to be $13, and children 12 and under will be $10. Now you can get meals to go, and yes, last year it got pretty congested because a lot of people, I think with COVID, everybody's kind of gotten used to, they want meals to go. So we've kind of revamped that this year, so hopefully that'll flow a little better. St. Paul's is at 506 West 9th, so 9th and Spruce, so we're just north of the college. And the best thing to do is to enter from the south on 9th Street, like you're going to go into the sanctuary, and then to your left is the easier stairs to get down into the basement. And you really ought to just come and eat downstairs and have the whole atmosphere, and then you get to see all the pies and pick out which one you want. And we will have some limited handicap seating in the east wing. And if you are in a wheelchair or a walker, the best way to get into church is to park in the alley between 8th and 9th Street and then come in on the north entrance. And then, we'll have some limited handicap seating in the east wing. You can get tickets if you want to get tickets before next week, Monday through Thursday, 1 to 5 at the church office. The church phone number is 620-251-2927. Although you don't have to get tickets before, because you can come in, pay, and get your tickets right then, because it's not going to save you any money to get tickets before. If you have any questions, you can also call me. And again, I'm Donna Chambers, and my number's 918-808-2018.
Very good. And I'm sure that, you know, having a few in advance gives you a little bit of an idea ahead. Kind of, obviously, you already had kind of planned for how, you know, the number that you plan for. But it's a popular event. I mean, it's packed.
Yeah. When I tell people where I go to church, they're like, oh, Oktoberfest. And so there's like people that they plan for this. So, yeah.
Well, and of course, people might ask, well, what the heck, you know, why one particular church doing the German stuff?
Oh.
Well, the Lutherans have a little bit of a German tradition, shall we say?
Yeah. Well, you know, think about it. Martin Luther, German, that was 500 years ago. And in fact, we still have some families in our church that have relatives that are in Germany that they still talk to. Yeah. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, it's going to be a great event. I will definitely, of course, be there.
Yeah.
And for those attending church, it's going to be shifted a little bit earlier.
Yes. To help out with all the congestion, because last year they were even saying people were showing up and we weren't even finished with church service. So we're going to do church service this Sunday at our usual time.
Usual time.
Usual time at 10:30 this Sunday, but then on Sunday the 8th, we'll have church at 9. That way, we can get done with our church service, we can eat lunch, and then we'll be ready to serve everybody.
And of course, people always welcome to attend the normal time at 10:30.
At 10:30, and then I'll just put in the plug, because KGGF does the Lutheran Hour at 7 a.m. on Sundays, which is really only 30 minutes. And then at 7:30, our pastor's sermon from the week before is broadcast on KGGF. And I did look up, you know, KGGF has been airing the Lutheran Hour since January of 1991. In fact, I thought it was before then, but yeah.
At least you guys have been sponsoring it since then.
Since then. And I put the plug in too for Trinity Lutheran in Caney and St. Paul's is who pays for and sponsors the Lutheran Hour on KGGF. So
that's right. Happy to have you.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
That's going to be a good one. So I hope everyone can come out. And I know Chris has to be there. Because, Chris Freund, German last name.
Yeah,
and then I'm going to tell on him a little bit because he asked me, he said, are you sure this is, you see, it's Birox, right?
Yeah,
I'm like,
Birox.
Chris, are you kidding me? The guy with the last name of Freund is asking me how to say Birox. He was right, but I just had to give him a little bit there because make fun of him.
So he knew what it was, right?
Yeah, but he was just double checking to make sure he was saying it right. And I'm like, come on now.
Yeah.
You should know how to say that. I should be asking you how to say that.
Yeah. That's one of the real popular things the Birox, because that's so time-consuming to make it, so people don't usually make it. But
it's not very often anymore they get to have homemade noodles.
Yeah. Homemade noodles. Yeah. They're not
my favorite.
They're not like the frozen noodles that,
The little racks and whatever.
It's time-consuming. They have these, drying racks that they dry them out.
That's going to be a great time.
It's tons of food, tons.
I can't wait. We'll definitely be there.
Okay.
All righty. Well, lots of good stuff going on. I appreciate Denise, you getting Donna in the building here. That's quite a milestone.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, Donna,
Okay.
I will see you in the pew ahead of me to next week.
So. Okay, all right.
All righty.
Thanks, James.
Okay. Yep.
Thank you.
And Oktoberfest in a couple weeks. So.
Okay.
All right, we got lots more coming up here on the Mighty 690, including Open Line on the way here on KGGF. So keep it here. We got 66 degrees right now in Coffeyville.